But okay, so let's just review where we're at now. So Rabbeinu Shmuel and Rabbeinu Tam, according to the run, they had a svar like this. Now, what do you see from Efshel Sochto Aser? You see that the Nesar becomes like Isser, because that's what the Gemara says. Gedi Aser Cholav Nedelu. And once the Nesar becomes Isser, so now you treat it like a Mimbamino. By the shame of the Nesar. So if the Nesar is milk, then it will be a min bimino to milk. So they said the same thing should happen with Rotev. If the Rotev goes in, the Rotev was there, it was pre-existing in the pot, had to Rotev. Now the Rotev is balua into the nevela, so it should be a shame of Rotev that's also. And when the Rotev comes back out, it should be a min bimino to the other Rotev. Okay. So the Ri's question on him factually is this, right? Several people are trying to defend Rabbeinu Shmuel, which is admirable, but and necessary, because he could not have been unaware of the Ri's question. But from the Ri's question, we'll see how the Ri looks at things. Okay, the point of the Ri's question is to see how the Ri understands the sugya, and we'll have to come back and see if we can understand how Rabbeinu Shmuel understands the sugya. But we're doing the Ri's question to understand how he understood the things. So he understood things like this. He said, that doesn't make sense to say that what? That the Ne'esar becomes Isser Atzmo. Why? Because if you're going to say the Ne'esar becomes Isser Atzmo, so what's the Gemara's answer when it says, Gedi Asher Torah V'lo Cholav? Okay. Now what is the assumption of the Ri? What's the Ri's assumption in asking the question based on Gedi Asra Torah V'lo Cholav? So his assumption is that it's true Gedi Asra Torah V'lo Cholav, right? But the Cholav is no different than any other Mashkin once the Gedi becomes Asr. John. Once the Gedi does become Asr, so it's no different than any other situation of Isser and Heter. And in any situation of Isser with Heter, that's Nivla Bisocho, that Heter will certainly become Aser. Right? So if Rabbeinu Shmuel is learning that whenever Heter becomes Aser, it has the shame of Isser Atzmo, so then what's the Gemara's whole answer? When the Gemara says the Gedi is Aser and not the Cholav, that's very nice in terms of the Isser Basar B'Cholav. You won't get Malkus eating a half a kezias of Basar and half a kezias of Cholav. Granted. But the Cholav that goes into the Basar, which became Aser, the Basar became Aser, and now Cholav goes into that Basar, that Cholav should be Ne'esar from the shame Isser Basar. It won't be Ne'esar Atzma from the shame of a Basar and a Cholav, but it will be Nasser just like Rotev going into Nevela. Right? So if when Heter is Nasser, it gets the shame, it becomes like a Chaticha Shel Isser itself, so then how is Rabbeinu Shmuel going to understand the Gemara's answer when it says the Cholav that comes back out is not a Mimbamino? Doesn't that contradict what he was medaktik somehow was that the Nesar becomes like it's like Gufa Isser. But if the Nesar becomes Gufa Isser, then what's the advantage of saying Gedi Asher Torah V'lo Cholav? It's true the Gedi is Asher Midaraisa because of the shame of Basar that was cooked in milk. But now it's a chaticha shel Isser. And the Cholav should go in, come back out, and be a Mimbamino. So that's why he rejects the Rabbeinu Shmuel. So this just doesn't work out, pshat-wise. Doesn't work out. It contradicts the Gemara's answer of Gedi Asher Torah V'lo Cholav. Right? Okay, now, it's very troubling. It's very troubling because Rabbeinu Shmuel could not have not known this. Right? And it's obvious that there's only one avenue for Rabbeinu Shmuel to free himself from this problem. Right? And what is that? That Basar and Cholav is a special case. That's what he's going to have to say. We don't have to say how or why. But he's going to have to say that if it's a din of Gedi Asr Torah V'lo Cholov, that's different. Because of that halacha of Gedi Asr Torah V'lo Cholov, and maybe like we were discussing on Friday, that one is a cause and one is an effect, and whatever it is, for some reason, because of Gedi Asr Torah V'lo Cholov, you don't look at the Cholov and the Gedi like a regular case of Rotev and Nevela. It's a different case. And therefore the question simply falls away. Okay? But the reason Hofmann that's far, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense to say that. See, that's what's interesting in Gemara, in the Rishonim, is sometimes, you trace back the real machlokas. The machlokas really gets traced back to like a different point altogether. You know what I mean? The Ri simply refuses to accept the fact that if it's Gedi Asr Torah V'lo Cholov, that there should be a difference between the Cholov and the Gedi from any other case of Heter and Issur. He holds that's not a good Svara. So since that's not a good Svara, then you have to treat the Gedi and the Cholov like any case of Nevela and Rotev. And that makes Rabbeinu Shmuel's Diktuk impossible. Right? But Rabbeinu Shmuel held, no, it's possible to say Gedi Asr Torah V'lo Cholov is different than any other case. Right, so they're coming out with very big, different svaras. Eventually we're going to come out with big machlokas in Chaticha Nasa Zavela, but in a certain sense, the machlokas had its source in whether you could differentiate Basar and Cholov from other cases of Heter and Isser. In the hypothetical, or in the Havamina of Gedi Asr Torah V'lo Cholov. You have chesed for today, right? Okay, but let's forget about the complications for now. Let's just take the svaras that they have. There's two studies. There's the svara that they come out with, and what led them, and the other ideas that drove them to these svaras. So but they're independent questions, independent thoughts. Independent ideas. So let's just take the Ri's formulation of Chaticha Nasa. He gives you a nice full formulation of Chaticha Nasa. So let's take it. Okay, so he has to explain like this. He has to explain what happens when Heter becomes Me'urav with Isra. When you hold Chaticha Nasa Zvela. Go ahead, who wants to take it? Let's start from Elevada, right? So he says like this. So you must say, in order for the Gemara's answer to work of Cholov, of Basar, is Asar, not the Cholov, and that won't have a secondary effect of Min Domino on the other Cholov, right? So you must say that that since the Cholov that comes out of the Basar is only is Nas and Nevela. So this is the tricky part. We have to admit, we have to still keep the idea that it is Nas and Nevela. But he's saying it's only Nas and Nevela mita'am basaram uravbo. What's the cause? He's going back to the cause. What's the cause of it being Nevela? What's the cause of it being Nevela? The basar, right? The ta'am of the basar. So therefore what? So therefore it does not have the din of Cholov Tamei. It's Chaticha Nasas Nevela. But what? But the Cholov does not have a din of like Cholov that is Usher on its own. What does it have? It's going to be bottle in the Cholov in the pot. Just like the Tom of the Busser would be bottle in the pot. Or becomes bottle in the pot. Right? Velo Choshev Min Bimino. It's not considered a Min Bimino. It's not considered a Min Bimino.
What he's saying, it's like more like,
well, that's what's a little bit paradoxical here. Because does it change the Cholov to be like Isser? In a certain sense it does, right? Because the Shear will be Shishim against the Cholov too. Right? That's what's tricky over here. But if you held that, if you did not hold from it, in other words, we're not saying that it's not chaticha nasa veil. Not chaticha nasa veil means all you have to think about is how much Tom Busser is in this pot. No, we're saying the cholov is also iser now. But this is his maneuver. It's an iser, but it's a din. The cholov is usser, but what? But it has the din iser of busser. So just practically speaking, you have to ask yourself one question: what would be if it was just pure busser? And whatever you answer to that, that's what you answer to the cholov. As you treat it like it's busser. Let's continue because he fleshes it out. So he says, so too by the rotave, what? The rotave that comes out of the Nevela does not have a din of Mayim Asurim. Mayim Asurim would never be butl another Mayim. But it has the din of Besar Nevela. So the Mayim comes out. We say, well, what would happen if Besar Nevela were to come out? Or let's look at it like Besar Nevela is coming out. Or here comes Besar Nevela. So is Besar Nevela Batel in Mayim? Yes. Then this Mayim is Batel in Mayim. This Mayim that's Asur is Batel in Mayim because it doesn't have the din of Mayim Asurim. It has the din of Basar. And Basar is very appropriately Batel in Mayim.
The way that you're putting it is
right. So now he's trying to show that the Rabbeinu Shmuel is, don't say, you know, saying like this. Even though the Gemara says chalav nevelahu, right? Means that what? That we treat the chalav like it's chalav that's tummy, right? Now he says, and it's true the Gemara does conclude this way.
It's not
the Yisr. But he says, but the conclusion is a conclusion in the Isser of Basar B'chalav. It's not a conclusion in how we treat the Nesah. Right, the whole Havamina Maskan in the Gemara was not about what's the din of a Nesar. Is the din of the Nesar the din of the does the Nesar have the din of its own shame, or does it have the din of the Isser's shame? Does the Cholov that becomes does Rotev, does Mayim that becomes Asr from Basar have the din of Mayim or din of Basar? That wasn't the Havamina Maskan of the Gemara. Havamina Maskan of the Gemara was about the Isser of Basar B'chalav itself, the mitzvah of Basar B'chalav itself. So it's true, we conclude in the end that Chalav, it is Chalav Nevela. But that's only because we conclude in the end that Basar and Chalav are each heter that become Isser Atman. But in Shari Surim, we wouldn't say something like that, right? That what? V'ha v'ha v'ha. So even though the Gemara here says it's Nevela, the Cholav is Nevela, and that is the Maskana, that's only in Basar B'chalav, because each one is Heter, and when they get cooked, the Torah says, that's the Gzeiras HaKosuv, that they each become Kenevela. Right? And it's just like Cholav that comes from a Trefa. Right? That's why you get Malchus on each, on a half a Gzeiras of each. But in Mayim HaNeflotim in Nevela, that's not like a Basar B'chalav case. That's only Asur because of the Tam of the Nevela that's mixed in with them. Right? Mixed in with them. Mayim is always plural. It's mixed in with them. Okay. And therefore what? Mayim et Stafin Lukas. The proof is that you don't get Malchus for eating a Chatzizayis of the Rotev and the Chatzizayis of the Nevela. Right? Umi Khan, go ahead.
Everyone holds that?
Well, maybe if it was a Kzayas B'Fei Chilas Pras, that would be a different story. But not just Tom. No, his question is, what about Rabbeinu Tam Shita? That the time kicker, you get Malchus in each Kzayas. Yeah. He doesn't hold that way. But does he hold that way even if he just had Tom, not any Mamish? I don't remember. Okay. Alright, so what's he saying? So continue, I'm sorry. Our old question. What about if you had blood mixed with salt, right? You had bloody salt, right? And it falls into a kedera. So our problem was, according to the Ri, as long as they're meurav, so then you have a din of chaticha nasas levela, right? Remember the problem we were working on the last week. Now, according to the Ri said like this. Let's clarify something. It's very important to get this distinction clear. There are two issues that we have to think about. This is the Ri. Okay, so we know the Ri's shita. There's two issues you have to think about. One issue is you have to think about what are the circumstances of chaticha nasas nevela. Okay? And the other question is, if you have chaticha nasas nevela, how do you deal with it? Okay, can we agree those are two separate questions? Okay. So what are the circumstances of chaticha nasas nevela for the Ri? That they are me'urav. Right, that was the Ri that we did in the very beginning. That's why the Ri said that how do you eat basar that has the taste of salt in it, right? Because none of the dam goes back in. It undoes the whole tarobas, right? But at the time we said, what if you took that salt and put it into a pot? You can't say that, that there's no undoing of the tarobas in that case. So according to the Ri, it would seem it should all be asar. Even be'elef, because the salt is not buffalo if you go be'elef. So the Ri comes back and saves the day in this tosis. He says that what? It's true that the dam and the melach are me'uravin in the tavshil, and you haven't undone the phenomenon of chaticha nasas nevela. But when you have chaticha nasas nevela, how do you treat the ne'esar? Only like Isser. Only like the shame of the Isser itself. So therefore, if the salt became a chaticha nasas nevela from dam, and the salt and the dam both fell into your tavshil, so even though the salt, if you would try to be mevatel salt, midin, melach, tamei, or it would be melach shel avodah zarah, right, you could not be mevatel it a few be'elef. But over here it's mutter. Why? Te'eno chomor min ha'isser anivla bohen. How do we view the salt? Just like the isser dam itself. And is the isser dam batel b'shishim? Yes. So then the salt cannot be worse than the dam. Still another one. It's still the same problem. I mean, he's just showing you how, you know, he's showing you an application of this. But you still get to that same problem, conceptually speaking. Is the salt become nevela? It doesn't become nevela. What does it mean to have this compromise? It comes in nevela, but well, it can't be worse than the dam. So what's the meaning of it becoming nevela? What's the meaning of it becoming nevela? It was by the dam. So the reason the Ri didn't say it by the basar is because the basar apparently doesn't have shishim against the salt necessarily. Could be you have a lot of salt on a small piece of meat, and you wouldn't have shishim against all the salt. You wouldn't have shishim. So you have to say, even though it's very salty, and I had a lot of salt on a thin piece of meat, still mutter, even without bittul.
Why isn't it?
Because no dam at all went back in. That undoes the whole phenomenon.
That was nivla.
Right. Well, right. Correct. Correct. It's true. It's true. Effectively, what he's saying is, it's like we look at the whole Isser, like that's what the Mechaber, that's what the Poskim said. Like it's can't, like you look at it like it's kulo dam. So it's like you could say it's like a question of the shear of the Isser. But conceptually, why is that the case? Why is that the case? Right. See, that's the machlokas between the Ri and Rabbeinu Shmuel. Rabbeinu Shmuel says no. He says once you say it's a chaticha nasas nevela, and you have to mean it. So you have to be mevatel the whole thing. You have to be mevatel the whole time. It's true. It's true. It's us. It's true. The salt becomes usher, or the cholav becomes usher, mitam habasar. But that's what chaticha nasas nevela means. Now it's one tarovis of isser, and we have to be mevatel both components. We have to mevatel the whole thing. Right? So according to the Ri, so what do you say about the Ri? just quick summary. If you had milk, according to the Rif, if you had milk that became usser from meat, the question is, what's the shame ha-isser in that milk? Does it have a shame of milk that's usser? Or the... I'm sorry, let's not use that case. That's the case in the Havamin of the Gemara, where it's Gedi Asr Tov V'lo Cholov. Right? So if you say Gedi Asr Tov V'lo Cholov, so then the shame of the Isser in the milk, he's saying, is a shame of meat. Or Rotev. Let's say you had Mayim that was went into the Vela. And then the Mayim came out, and it's Balua from the Vela. So what's the shame of Isser? What's the shame of Isser? Now why do we care about the shame of Isser? Because if you hold min b'mino is not batel, it's very important to know what the shame of Isser is. Right? So, what's the shame of Isser? Does it have a shame of mayim asurim? Or does it have a shame of basar that's asur? So he says, even though it's a chaticha nasas nevela, you have to be mevatel the whole quantity of the mayim and the meat, and the tam of the meat that's in it. You only have to be mevatel it as if it were meat. Right? And we don't have to be mevatel what? We don't have to be mevatel what? Let's just get a little categorical there. We don't have to be mevatel what? The substance of the water. Right? We don't have to be mevatel the substance of the water. Right? For some reason... we don't have to be mevatel, even though the water and the meat mix together into a tarovis of Isser. And chaticha nasas vela means that tarovis is fixed, right? So it always has the shame of a mixture of Isser. But he says, you have to be mevatel the whole mixture, right? All of these things. You have to, but when you mevatel the whole mixture, at that moment, you just are mevatlit in terms of the din of basar. So, therefore, if it goes into other water, it'll be considered a min b'shein amino. And not only that, if it were salt that had the isser of dam, or salt that had the isser of chalav in it, and the salt fell into another tavshil, so you'd only need shishim against the salt. Why? Because you don't have to be mevatel the substance of the salt. If you have to be mevatel the substance of the salt, there'd be no bittel. Whatever. You certainly wouldn't be shishim. Of course, against the shear of the salt. Otherwise, there's no meaning to chaticha nasas nevela. You're going to need shishim against the substance of the... You're going to need what? You're going to need a din bittel of dam against the substance of the salt. Like he's breaking it up. You take the substance... like Johnny's saying, I mean, it's true, it works out that way. You take the substance just like as the shear of the bittel of the dam. It's a good way to put it, but we have to flush it out. We got to get the svarto emerge from this. Flush it out, not flesh it out. There's no skeleton here. Why don't you say simply... it was, why don't you say like Rabbeinu Shmuel, which seems to make a lot of sense, that once you're going to say, and this is the way we were thinking about it initially, that once you're going to say there is a chaticha nasas nevela phenomenon going on, so then the mayim and the basar unify into one shame, one cheftz of isser. So you have to be mevatel the substance of the whole isser. So you have to be mevatel the substance of the mayim and the substance of the basar. But the problem is the mayim is going to be mevatel to the other mayim. But anyway, so it seems to me like this. But let's just think it through. It seems to me like this. He's saying, in the end, one thing is clear, that you don't need to be mevatel the substance of the nesar. Right? Doesn't that seem to be clear? If you had to be mevatel the substance of the nesar, then you have to be mevatel it on its terms. Right? So he's saying, for some reason, we must recognize the nesar as an entity over here, but all the bittel is only applied to the isser. Go ahead.
But when you say you don't have
not a transformation.
Right, it's not a transformation. So what is it then? So no, as if it's not a transformation, so why do we recognize it? That's the problem. It's going to be a shmuel, it's good. There's a transformation, that's what forces us to recognize it, that's what forces us to be mevatel it, But then you have to be mevatel. It is mayim asurim. The Ri is saying there's not a transformation. So what do we care about it? Why don't we just say, look, there's no transformation. How much buser? How much tam buser is in here? Why do I have to say? Why do I have to look at the whole entity of mayim and buser? Why can't I just say? Basically, like reverts back to efshel sofles mutter. So what is it doing? What is it doing? Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, so let's try something out. I don't know if I can fully formulate it, but he sounds like he's saying like this. He's saying, remember the main svar in the beginning, that what do we mean by chaticha nasas nevela? What does it mean? It means to say that the original tarovas is fixed. So if it's a basa b'cholav, so the tarovus of basar b'cholav creates basar that's asar and cholav that's asar. So if you hold like the maskan of the Gemara, and you have a tarovus of basar b'cholav, it falls into another pot, you're going to need shishim against, you will have the problem of cholav nevela, and mimbimim and all those other problems, right? But if it's a shari surim, so what is it, what happens? So we'll say that the original Isser, the original Taroves, was an Eruv Tam of the Isser and the Heter. Right? Was an Eruv Tam of the Isser and the Heter. That what? Lo Nasa Nevela Lemitam Basar Murav Bo. Right? Nasa Nevela. So what does it mean it's Nasa Nevela? What does it mean it's Nasa Nevela? What's the meaning of Nasa Nevela? Means to say that the iser that was created by the taroves, that it means to say like this, that all the heter is now has the shame, always maintains the shame of the original din taroves, like we were saying initially. So when you had the first mixture, what did that create? It created a new entity of a taroves of Isser and Heter, right? That's what it did according to Efshel Soch to Asher. It created a new taroves, a new entity. But what was the entity? The entity was a taroves of Isser and Heter. Okay? That identity of the Nisarev is fixed. Now, what does that do according to the Ri? It only does one thing. It forces you now, when you're being mevatel the iser that's meurav bo, it forces you what? Well, let's put it this way. It prevents you from engaging the iser that's mu'urav bo, independent of the heter that it's mu'urav with. Now, it just sort of just locks up access to the iser itself. You can no longer speak of the iser bifnei atzma. You must always recognize the iser as a mu'urav with the heter. But I never changes my objective, which is bittel of the iser alone. I still only need to be mevatel the iser alone. But since the iser is fixed as a component with this heter, I can only engage the iser bitoras ta'aruves iser veheter. So Johnny's right. Ultimately, that's what it comes down to. But in terms of what's going on, I need shishim against the whole substance of the taroves, because otherwise I can't have shishim against the issur that's me'urav in it at all. There's no speaking anymore. Shishim means I have to isolate an entity and act against it. But I can never isolate the entity of the Isser without the heter that it was fixed and mu'urav with. So if I need shishim, it makes an impossibility of dealing, and that is the very difference of Efshel Sechto Asur Mut. Efshel Sechto Mutter means I can go back and deal with the Isser like it's its own entity. Efshel Sechto Asur means I can never go back and treat the Isser like its own entity. So the bittel of the Dam is only, I can only create the shear of the bittel of the Dam if I have the shear of the bittel of the Dam and the salt. Why? Because there is simply no independent existence of the Dam anymore. It's only a Dam that's Me'urav B'melach. So but that doesn't make the salt, it's not that the salt becomes Isser, but it's like Danny and Johnny were both saying, the salt becomes like the mukum of the Isser, in a certain sense. You understand? The salt becomes forged with the Isser as its place, as where it is, as how it exists. How does this salt, how does this Dam exist? It exists with salt. So I can't say, well, just be mavatal the Dam, but there is no more just Dam. You understand? But still that's the only thing I need to do. I only need to be mavatal the Dam of this mixture. The only thing is I can't deal with it separate from its mixture. So I need to have shishim against the whole mixture in order to be mavatal the Dam Shebo. So, but once I do, it doesn't matter if I can taste the salt. I was mevatel the Dam already. You understand? Let's think it through. In other words, in order to have the bittel of the Dam, you need to be able to act against it. But there's nothing, it doesn't exist in a separate way to say that it's being negated independently. It can only be engaged through the Dam, through the Melach, or through the Mayim, whatever it is. But once it's engaged, then all I need is the bittel of it. So I have to think about it. It's something I have to think about a little more. But here, I'm saying that it's just a prevention of dealing with it independently. That's all it is. That's all Efshel Sechto does. It prevents the ability to engage the Dam as a Cheftza on its own. Forces me to engage the Dam with the Hetta that's Me'urav with it. But all of my Dine Bittel are Bittel of the Dam. With Rebbeinu Shmuel, it actually becomes a new Cheftza of Isser itself. And I have to be Mevatel, not only. In other words, it becomes an interesting. But we can at least set it up as an interesting question, right? When you have an Isser that becomes fixed with Heter, in terms of the Bittel, you have to engage both, because that's what it means to become fixed. But in terms of the rules of Bittel, is it enough just to be Mevatel the Isser Shebo, or do I have to treat the whole thing as an entity of Bittel itself? That's where Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu, that's where the Rabbeinu Tam and Rabbeinu Yitzchok split. They're both agreeing you have to engage the Cheftza as a full entity. But the Bittel of that is where they split. The Rish says, but now once you engaged it, all you need is the Bittel of the quality of Isser, that's the Shebo. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, says just like you had to engage it fully, you have to be Mevatel it fully. It's an interesting question that the tziruf is just, according to the Re, the tziruf is just preventing you getting to it. But once you get to it, that's all you need. All you need is the bittel of the thing itself. I mean, once I can say that, once I identify my cheftza, right? The cheftza is the Dam and the Melach, right? But I don't. But that means that now that's my entity, okay. But I need to be mevatel only the Tam Basar of that entity. But if I only had the shear, if I only had 60 against the tambusser itself, then I don't have a shear of against the entity. Then I'm not taking serious the idea that the busser and the mayim are together. Then I'm trying to view it like they're isolated. I can't view it. That's the paradox. I have to view them as one, but recognize that there's only a quality of it that requires the bittul. When I say you can't get to it, I'm just using that as a mashal. I mean to say that if I want to say how much dam is in this mixture, I can't talk about the actual dam, because that's negating the idea that the dam is forged with another entity. I can only say, well, you want to know how much of an entity of dam is there here? The tarovas is the entity of dam that's in this mixture. Can't talk about dam anymore. Can't talk about dam alone. You can only talk about the entity of dam that's here. So when I need my shishim, I can't speak about dam anymore. I can only speak about this new me'urav of dam. But the bittul is a bittul of dam against the entity of dam. Let's think it through.
I know by fixed we meant that.